everybody. It's Tim. Got a special guest to kick off this week's episode of TanCast.
Good morning.
That's right. It's California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So I just want to get your opinion. Would you say that TanCast is vulgar?
Yeah.
Would you say it is offensive?
Yes.
Would you say that anyone should listen to it?
No.
All right, there you go. The endorsement of the California governor. Vulgar, offensive, and you shouldn't listen. So now I guess we're going to start the show, right, Arnold?
No deal.
Well, you don't want to start the show? I thought that was the point of this.
Stop whining.
I wouldn't really call it whining. I was just explaining.
Stop it!
Okay, what did you want to do?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm Tim. I'm the T in TanCast. And I guess now we're going to start the show?
Excuse me, I have a few more questions if you don't mind.
All right, what other questions are there?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I really don't think that's any of your business.
You son of a bitch.
All right, well, there's no need to get hostile.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
Okay, we are done. That's it. Let's just start the show.
Oh, you want to fuck with me? You think you know bad, huh? You're a fucking choir boy compared to me. A choir boy.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
We're discussing penises.
Yes.
Delicious.
Yeah, and good for you.
My favorite.
Prepare them right.
It's Chinese penis. I like the soy sauce that comes out of it.
But he's always hungry after. For more penis.
I thought it would be sweet and sour sauce that would come out of it.
Huh. Sweet and salty sauce. Sour and salty sauce.
Off to that classy start. I'm Tim. I'm the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I'm just awful.
I'm Noah. Yep.
And that is all you may know.
I'm broadcasting from an undisclosed location.
Is that Dick Cheney I hear in the background?
Wah! Wah!
Wah! Give me some fish. Wah!
Give you some flesh? Is that what you just said?
Fish. Fish.
Oh, fishy, 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 fish.
Did you go?
Oh, fish! I thought you said flesh. Give me some flesh.
Once again, I'm translating idiot to retard, so you two can talk to each other.
No, because you didn't translate. I just heard it on my own.
Oh, you can suck it. Suck it down.
Governor. Apparently he has an 80% disapproval rating right now.
Yay.
Wow.
He just came out with the new Terminator movie. They don't spike up.
I thought he wasn't going to be in it.
I said he needs to come out with a new one. Then we'll spike
up. Oh, okay. Because there was rumor he was going to be in it, at least in some form.
Maybe Christian Bale will become the new governor of California.
He can't do that. He's a foreigner. Californians would never elect a foreigner.
Oh, is he? Is he?
Yeah, he's got a funny accent.
You're being facetious.
Am I?
Yes.
He is a foreigner, though.
Yeah, and he does have an accent.
Yes. But so does the governor.
Yes, but obviously there's nothing stopping us from electing some unqualified foreigner to run our country. Okay, state, not the country, state. I might edit that.
Idiot!
I like that. That was very rock and roll.
A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
So, has everybody got some tan laughs?
Tan
laughs!
Maybe.
I got your mom. She always makes me laugh. She makes me tan in my pants.
That doesn't even make sense.
It does. I have a bladder infection.
But there's nothing tan in your pants.
All right, so I have a tan laugh. I'm ready.
Ooh, Noah's gonna start. Noah never starts.
Oh, I can start. So this is from Bryce. I like to stretch my tan laughs out. He sent us these all before Christmas. And I've just been stretching them out. Why were so many women devoted to Jesus?
Why?
He was well hung. Hey!
Hey!
I think I see a theme.
Taxi!
I was like, yeah, that was random. Oh, yeah, and funny.
I expect you to laugh right away, Tim, but you're just like, oh, all right.
I was thinking. I was plotting. I was, you know, I my my Yes, I got nothing.
Tim is a very fickle man. Something will make him laugh, then he'll switch. He'll be like, nope, not funny anymore.
Whatever, Noah's just dead inside. I'll be like, oh, this is funny. Oh, whatever, you're a laugh slut.
You are a laugh slut.
Hey, Tim watched all of Kung Pao Enter the Fist and only laughed at the I am a great magician, your clothes are red part.
No, that was not the part I laughed at.
Wasn't it?
No. It will cost you 4 bags of nuts. That's a lot of nuts! Or whatever. I don't remember.
That'll be $4, baby!
Tim hated that part.
I hated every part before and after. That's a lot of nuts.
I like the
Didn't you come out of the laugh on that part and go, it sucks!
I believe that is exactly how I laughed.
You tend to do that when something that sucks makes you laugh.
I hate this!
Yep.
I'm angry that it tricked me into laughing.
Oh, that's...
All right, no, you got... I was going to ask
for some reason I was looking at Bryce's page, and there's like I don't know what's going on. There's like a picture of him, like, not blackface, but he just looks black. Very odd.
It's the end thing to do.
Yep. Nowadays.
Have you guys seen...
Obama's in, so darken your skin.
Have you guys seen that picture where they morphed Bush to Obama?
No.
No.
Oh, that is a weird pick. Let me tell your tan laugh. I'll see if I can find it.
All right. If you don't have any more tan laughs, Tim, you want me to go?
Why not?
Alright.
I hardly ever go last.
Alright, well, this one is from our listener Todd, and he asks, what's the difference between a Ferrari and a 12-year-old dead boy?
I don't know.
I don't have a Ferrari in my garage.
Oh, that is horrible.
Yes. And here's another one from the same source. What's the best part about having sex with 25-year-olds?
I don't know what.
There are 20 of them.
I've heard that as a Michael Jackson joke.
They both
it
made
was like, what is why does Michael Jackson like 29-year-olds? Because there are 20 of them.
Fun with English.
You guys are horrible people.
All right. So this was voted the top joke in the UK in a study they did to try and find the world's funniest joke.
Okay.
So this is a shout out to all our UK peeps, like Luke and the newly reunited Joe. She's back and better than ever.
Joe.
And nobody else that from the site I know has identified themselves as being from the UK. So if anybody is from the UK, this one's for you, baby. All right.
All right.
Giggity, giggity.
Sending out a long-distance UK dedication. That's a horrible Casey Kasem. Sounds more like... I can't think of her name.
Are you talking about the fashion lady?
No, I'm talking about the...
Joan Rivers? No.
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 No. How about Joan Rivers?
Carol Channing. That's who
it says. Yes, I was going to say. Hello, Dolly Shale.
Yes.
Yeah. I sent you guys a link.
I'm Spartacus. Okay. So, a woman gets on a bus with her baby. The bus driver says, that's the ugliest baby I've ever seen. Ugh! The woman goes to the rear of the bus and sits down, fuming. She says to a man next to her, that driver just insulted me. The man says, you go right up there and tell him off. Go ahead. I'll hold your monkey for you. Nailed it.
Wait, was she black?
That would add a racist element
to the joke. I was going
to
say, because then this is a racist joke as well.
Go for it. That reminds me, I wanted to send you the one that was worldwide voted the number one joke. I wanted to send it to Andy to see if he could get a laugh by reading it.
This is like a little scientific experiment.
It is. So I am sending that to him now.
I sent you guys the pictures.
You can read it next week, though, Andy.
Or the link.
Pictures of what?
The link to the picture of Bush morphing into Obama.
Oh. Yep.
Well, E-Bombs World has had a significant facelift since the last time I looked at it.
Yes, it has.
You know, it's funny. The middle one, I don't know whether to trust it or punch it in the face. I'm very confused.
That was like the one that people are like, the middle one's very creepy.
Yes, it is.
And I'm right, right?
Yep.
You kind of want to hit it really hard.
But just on one side.
But you can't pick
which
one.
You're pretty sure you'll knock the bush out if you just hit it one direction.
Apparently you'd have to hit it on its left cheek. Because that's the direction the bush goes.
There's like another picture where they someone took two pictures of like I think it was people in the Senate or just in the government, and they had it switch back and forth real fast. So it wasn't like they're overlapping, but you would get that effect because the switch was
the
happening.
Persistence
so fast.
Of vision.
Yeah, it was very weird.
How weird was it?
So weird. I want to punch Tim in the nuts.
That's pretty weird. That's nut achingly weird.
Tim has got
before
stories.
Before I ask if... Oh, yes, I do. But before I ask if people would like to send in their tan laughs, since the survey worked so well last time about whether or not we should do a game night, since I know the other two guys aren't particular fans of it, if the people who are listening aren't fans of tan laughs, let us know. Should we keep tan laughs or should we ditch it? Let us know on the tancast.com. Write a comment on this episode.
Tell your mom. Tell your friends.
Yes.
Tell your mom's friends.
Don't tell your mom's friends. No good can come of it.
Tell your mother I said hi.
I finally watched that.
What'd you think?
Meh.
I thought it was funny because his impression was pretty good.
See, maybe I don't watch enough Mark Wahlberg, but I'm like, that just sounds like Adam, what's his head?
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. To me, it sounds like Mark Wahlberg. Like, in the movies, he does, like, Boogie Nights and whatnot. Italian Job. Max Payne. There's supposed to be an Italian Job, too. I don't know what ever happened to that.
I thought they were still working on it.
Are they?
They came to their senses.
Oh!
I like the first
Andy
one.
Andy is hateful.
I thought it was a
decent
movie.
A weird themed roller coaster to the Italian Job.
Where was this at?
Sorry, I didn't go on it. I saw it online.
Oh. If I ever won the lottery, I would like to travel the world and go to a bunch of amusement parks. Not the world, actually. The United States.
Well, they have some pretty good roller coasters outside the United States.
That's what I hear.
Might want to get your passport in order.
Oh, outside the United States. I never heard of them. What are you talking about, Tim? Tell me one.
Just Euro Disney has a pretty cool... it's not called Euro Disney anymore. Disneyland Paris has... The Indiana Jones roller coaster is pretty slick.
Oh, but it's different than the Indiana Jones ride at...
Oh, it's way different. It's an actual... It's just a flat-out roller coaster. Hmm. Well, not flat. It flips upsy-dupsy-dupsy down.
Do you have one that's not in a Disneyland theme park?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, then I don't trust your judgment.
You'll trust it when I drop my nuts on your chin.
No, I still won't trust your judgment.
You will trust it! You'll be like, oh, har, 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 har.
Why would I say that through my chin?
The nuts are on your chin because the dick is thrusting down your throat.
Oh, that would just bite it off. Arr! Arr!
You don't have the jaw strength for that, sir.
Oh, fuck yeah, I do.
Nope.
I've been training. Arr, arr,
you could chew on it for a while like a doggy toy. Like, arr, 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 arr. And the best part is when you chew it, it still makes that squeak noise.
Squeaky wiener chew toys.
like the fake rubber newspapers. Okay, so my story starts with the Twitter announcement I put up yesterday.
Uh-huh. Tim is
just
on Twitter
now? Yes.
Oh, look at you. You're such a big boy.
Are you on Twitter?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't give a shit about Twitter.
All right, well, there you go. So I put up my Twitter headline was, just spent the day with five hot women in their underwear. Hollywood, baby. Gotta love it. And two people, well, Andy wrote back, like, you better have pictures or I don't believe you. And Alyssa wrote back, like, somehow I get the feeling you are leaving out some important piece of information or you are just lying. let me tell you, there are pictures and I'm not lying.
So where are these pictures?
I don't have them yet.
No,
but,
well, what the fuck? They'll probably get lost.
Okay, well, they're coming. You don't worry about nothing.
They'll get lost.
No, they're not getting lost.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, I don't know.
Photographer's address. I'm going to find them. Yeah. I need this proof. I need this. So, there's this online magazine called Cougar Mag. I think it's called CougarMag.com. It hasn't actually started yet. This is going to be the startup issue. But it's Cougar with a K.
Okay.
Cougar... Magazine.com. That's how it's spelled. Yeah, if you go there now, it just says, welcome to Cougar Magazine. Come back on Valentine's Day for the premiere issue. And yours truly is going to be in the premiere issue.
Huh.
The way they described it to me, it's like a Maxim magazine, but for cougars.
Nice.
Yes. And so they were doing a photo shoot for the magazine, and all the cougars were in their underwear, and I didn't, well, I was going to say I didn't have to be, but I did have to wear, at one point, some leather shorts and a weird chain thing around my neck, and that's it. So look forward to that picture.
So the magazine is for women?
I'm not sure if it's for women or about cougars.
Okay.
Like, I'm not sure if it's designated for cougars, or, you know, like their aim is for cougars, or if they are just interested in exploring the wonder of cougarosity.
Interesting.
One of the things they wanted for their Valentine's Day theme was... No, let me rewind that. One of the things they wanted was to do a Valentine's Day theme, and I had sent them the video I'd made that's on YouTube, the music video of the anti-Valentine's Day song.
Yeah.
And they liked it, and so they're going to use that in their issue, and then they wanted me to write a couple other comedy bits.
Oh.
I think I'm going to shoot some sort of movie where... not movie, but like some sort of... video for the magazine as well. The one picture where I'm in the leather shorts and like I have a rose in my mouth and mm-hmm. like there's this girl in this dominatrix. She's not really dominatrix, but she does like she's got like spiky heels on and like the skimpiest underwear ever. Ever.
Did you see some cooch?
No, but I saw the crack. It was like dental floss and the crack.
So it was like barely covered up the butthole.
Exactly. Like, I'm sure if I had stared, I probably could have seen it. The only downside was her husband was there and videotaping, so I'm like, I probably can't just be like, zoinks!
I jizz in my pants.
All right, no, you're back to cockmouth. Tim, now you're Jimmy Vance.
No.
So how are the ladies?
Yeah, they're all pretty hot.
Excellent.
You definitely would have liked it. Someone with tattoos. Like the gal who was, you know, stepping on me with the whip. Sorry, I don't know if I mentioned she had a whip, but she did. she had some tats you would have liked. And also the makeup artist who was really hot, didn't get her picture taken at all, but she was really hot and had some tats you would have liked.
Excellent. Why didn't you invite me?
Why didn't I invite you? Yeah. Because I wanted it all to myself. That was my moment. Let me have this. You have a paying job. I have this.
Tim has Cougar Thursday.
I have Donut Friday.
Cougar Friday, sorry.
I was eating donuts. You were with some cougars.
Man, that would be a hell of an upgrade from Casual Friday. That's the best workplace ever.
So I was saying, like, I bet I'm going to top everybody's week this week. Like, I'll be like, okay, what did you guys do this week? Oh, my baby cooed and said a name. Oh, yeah. Hung out with five hot women in their underwear. Anybody? Anybody? Winner? Thank you.
I hung out in my underwear.
I can hang out with hot women in their underwear, Tim.
You could or you did?
I could. I can do it any day I want.
Really?
Strip clubs, my friend. Strip clubs.
But yeah, that's not the same.
It is the same.
Tim did it without paying.
They'll rub their stuff on me if I pay them.
Well, yeah, if you pay them. So will a whole
I got work. A job. I can afford that.
Oh,
although I did find it equally as awkward as in a strip club, just because, like, you know, there are women walking. Like, I feel awkward staring at women who are just naked, who aren't, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll stare at my wife when she's naked because
that's what she's there for.
Because you're gonna have to whack to it later.
Because I'm about to get down to business. I'm just kidding. And business is booming. But like, so the girls are walking around, like, hey, you are practically naked, and. So, Super Bowl's this Sunday. What do you think about that?
I'm gonna go over here and stare at this wall for a little bit.
What do you think about the economy?
You think Barack's gonna fix it, or do you think that I can see your nipple through that? What? Nothing. So I'm just gonna hop into the shower for a minute. I might use all the cold water
and some of the soap.
You know, jism sticks to the side of the tub. I'm just letting you know.
Thank you, Noah.
No problem. I remember I used to jerk off in the shower, and I would be like, look, there's still jizz in there. I don't want my mom to find that. This is when I lived with my mom. Years ago. Not recently.
That's what Noah took to smearing the tub with Vaseline. Now nothing sticks, and she'll never suspect.
And then my mom fell and cracked her head open and died.
Aww. What a horrible, horrible story.
She did not. She is fine and alive and
still
kicking.
Still a horrible, horrible story.
She's kicking because of the spasms, because of the severe head trauma.
No. Nope, sir.
Okay, so I think the magazine is supposed to be inspiring cougars, because I looked at their MySpace, which actually has slightly more text on it. It says, "I am, when I remain true to myself in spite of others, a cougar. When I walk through this world with grace and confidence, whether in jeans and in a t-shirt or in a dress and heels, a cougar, I am. When I successfully face the challenges life presents me, a cougar, I'm putting the periods in the wrong places.
I am a
cougar. I am passionate, resourceful, independent, and wise, all of this, and I am super hot too. I am a cougar." I'm also not putting the emphasis on am, which isn't capitalized.
So why would they put hot chicks on the cover for the magazine with ladies?
You know what? I'm not here to judge their decisions. I'm sure they have a business plan, and I'm sure it's brilliant.
And it involves having Tim come over and have hot ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. It reminds me of that time that Bill drug us to that go-go bar.
Yeah, that was where I first learned
my... Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you.
You were in the middle of saying something, and then you stopped.
No, I wasn't.
Blah, 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 blah.
There. Noah did my part for me. Tim, please continue.
Well, that was where I first learned my incredible uncomfortableness staring at women, which is why I will not be a regular at any strip clubs.
I got over that fast.
I bet you did, you pervy McPerverton.
That happened to me the first time I went. And then you're just like, well, you know what? That's what they're there for. They want to be stared at, and they want to be paid money.
Mostly that second thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they can manage the second without the first, I'm sure they'd all take it. Well, most of them would take it. I'm sure there's a couple of exhibitionists in there.
And last time we went to a strip club, me and Tim got a little into it. He didn't seem shy.
It was my bachelor party.
Did anything inappropriate.
We were having fun.
Shy.
Wait, did you say I did something inappropriate?
I said you did not do anything inappropriate.
Oh, okay. I was like, no, I didn't.
But no, I did not do anything either. Inappropriate.
Does my audio sound absolutely shitty to you two?
Yes.
Because you two sound absolutely shitty to me.
Your mom sounds shitty to me.
Yeah, Noah sounds fine. You sound like shit.
Fuck, I think someone is leeching off my internet connection.
You didn't lock it down?
You gotta lock that shit down.
I don't know how to lock it down. However, you two talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'm just going to disrupt my internet connection and kick him off. So, I'll be back.
So that you'll get kicked off, right?
Right.
Okay. Excellent.
Have fun.
And he's gay. Right. So super gay.
Yep, that is me. I am so gay. I love the cock.
So, you guys... Yeah, probably not, but I'm going to ask anyways. Are you going to see Taken?
Taken. Oh, that's the Liam Neeson one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably not.
All right. Excellent. I'm going to see it.
I don't think that we're going to bother with stuff in theaters for probably another month and a half. When Caitlin's parents are coming out to visit us, we're going to probably go see Watchmen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they settled. Fox settled for some money.
Yeah, I read that. I was very pleased to see that. I'm like, oh, yeah, it gets to come out now. I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping it doesn't suck.
People speculated, though, that's what they really wanted. Because if they were really worried about the copyright or whatever, they would have stopped it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they waited until they were all done, pretty much. And then it was like, oh, wait, hold on. It's like, come on, we've been hearing about it. We know you've heard about it long before us.
Yeah. All right, got to invite Tim back in here.
Oh, is he back already?
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's fast.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Add Tim. Add. Skype's got a weird... There we go.
And we're back.
Yay! What'd you do?
Skype's got a weird setup. It was tough to invite you back. I tried to just click on you and hit call. I figured, well, I'm already on a call. This will just add him. But no, it wanted to start a new call with you.
No, yeah, you gotta invite others to this conference or something like that.
Yeah, which means I had to go find that window and flip over to that tab and... Ah, fuck, it's all complex.
I kept talking while I was gone, so that's gonna be an awesome edit.
That's very funny.
So what'd I miss?
We were talking about Watchmen, how it's coming out, how we're both happy that Fox settled, how it's probably going to be the next movie that I go see. Noah is thinking he's going to go see Taken.
Yes, I want to see Taken as well, and I'm excited about Watchmen.
Because Tim's a fag,
Why, if I agreed with you, why am I a fag?
Because you agreed with Noah.
Oh, well, good point.
Yeah.
Can I just call you that?
By association, Noah is a fag as well. Yeah.
All right, well, that was really weird.
That's what I do, baby. So I went and saw Dark Knight again on IMAX.
Ah, I really wanted to do that.
I don't know if they re-released it or if it just hasn't left this IMAX theater since July.
They re-released it. Well, I know they were talking about re-releasing it.
Ah.
And I think they were finally, like, going to do it, but it's possible it could just stay there. It was just so hot.
Yeah, like, the nearest IMAX theater to me is, like, almost an hour away or something like that. It's very annoying.
I'm sorry.
I wonder if it's at my IMAX.
Of course,
then
again, the closest one in San Jose that regularly played, like, mass market things was Pleasanton, wasn't it?
No, the Tech just started playing mass market things.
Who did?
The Tech Museum of Innovation.
Ah.
I saw Superman there.
You saw Superman at the Tech?
Yeah.
Blech.
The screen kind of sucks, though.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said blech.
It's curved.
Yes. I remember I saw the Michael... What sucks is...
Yeah, I think your leecher's back, Tim.
Yes, and it puts me on such a delay so that when I start talking, somebody else has already started talking.
Yep.
It sucks! Whoever's leeching off my internet, knock it the fuck off! Shut it down or I'll shut you down! There, I sound very threatening.
No, you know what? We're just going to pause this and we're going to shut him down. It's interrupting our fucking Tancast, so you know what? Fuck them.
He-Man will be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine. I'm not kidding. Please call Peter for free information on effective animal-friendly brands.
And now back to email.
Okay, so we were talking about the Dark Knight and IMAX. No, we were talking about the Tech Museum's IMAX theater and how the screen sucks.
Yes, because it's all curvy.
Yes,
perfect for showing giant dolphin guy penis.
I was just telling that story because my cousin, or technically Janelle's cousin, but now also my cousin as well. Mm-hmm. She had never seen an IMAX movie, and I was like, "Oh, I used to work in an IMAX theater, but we used to show it was before the days of actual movies in IMAX format. So there was these documentary style things, and one of them was about dolphins. There was this guy wearing nothing but a Speedo with a humongous package." And I remember there was these kids being rowdy, like, through the whole movie. And then finally that part came on, and they both just stopped and went, wow. No, they said, oh, my.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you didn't get the quote right, because that one stuck in my head.
Oh, my. They were kind of smiling, but also there was fear in their eyes.
Be afraid. Very afraid.
Afraid of the peeny weenus. And also, I was going to say, I went and saw the Michael Jordan. There was some movie about Michael Jordan there, and because of the curved screen, there was one shot where, like, if it were regular, just, you know, if you're watching on television, let's say, Michael Jordan's on the left side of the screen. He shoots the ball, they follow the ball, and then it lands in the hoop on the right side of the screen. Mm-hmm. But because of this curved screen, it made the ball... It looked like the ball went... Woo, 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 woo. I was like, fuck, he is good! That ball was avoiding imaginary gunfire on its way to the hoop. Can't stop. Won't stop.
Hey, Tim?
Yes?
The quality of your audio just fell right off the cliff.
I don't tell you.
I know. It sounds like you're talking through a kazoo. That's the best way I can describe it.
Moving on.
Yep.
Moving on.
I think we've done the extent of what we're going to do today.
Yep.
I mean, I can still hear you guys.
Well, that's good. That because we can still.
And it doesn't sound nearly as shitty as it did before.
That's very
really. It sounds okay. Temp.
No, is a big douche.
Eddie.
No, likes to lick all the assholes.
I thought you were going to say balls.
Noah likes it when you take a shit in his mouth.
You know, it's freeing to not be the one on the receiving end of that right now.
the tables could turn quickly,
kidding.
My friend.
I just lean back, put my hands behind my head, and I'm like, totally
and let that dude
relaxing.
Finish blowing you.
Yep.
Your kid has lots of hair, Andy.
Yes, he does. Dude, he was born with a lot of hair.
His head kind of reminds, like, he looks like he has the same hair color as you.
How can you tell what Andy's hair color used to be?
No!
There are pictures.
Noah's got a good memory.
There's etchings on the caves.
I love the 80s. Andy's hair.
Oh.
You know what, asshole? I'm younger than both of you.
Oh, dude, I remember how Andy's had that hair and the glasses, like the big glasses and the big bouffant of hair. He was looking hot.
The big bouffant of hair.
Yeah, no, let's talk about you and the Dreadfro, and let's talk about Tim and the horrible, horrible Santa Cruz poof.
What are you talking about? Sexy is, I think, the word you're looking for when describing
like
Tim
Swank
at any stage of his life.
All right, we all had fashion issues. We were all awkward.
What? What are you talking about? I was on the cutting edge of fashion. I was beyond.
Yeah, was way beyond. So far that you were no longer there.
No, it was so far beyond the cutting edge, it kept stabbing him in the ass.
I was on the bleeding edge, my friend.
You're on the bleeding rectum.
Yeah, people look at you and their eyes would start bleeding. Welcome to Insult Improv, today on TanCast. Someone throws out a topic, we find a way to turn it into an insult about that person.
Or barring that, their mother. Oh, there it is, there it is.
Where's what?
I escaped a headache yesterday, and it just got back to me.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, oh, it feels like my eyes are going to pop out of my head. Hey, quick, turn that into an insult while I'm holding my head.
They're just trying to get away from your face.
Oh!
my headphones fell off.
You shouldn't have laughed at that. That probably would hurt your head more.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't notice while I was laughing.
So, Andy, I found the perfect website for you.
Okay, go ahead.
It's called Chubarama. And I guess you don't work with that guy anymore, but he would like it too, because it's all about bears. It's too bad we're not allowed to post pictures of you, because I would send them all to chubarama.net. Like, there you go. Love it.
Just sit under a assumed name.
I think I can only say to you, Tim, fuck you. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Cut off his head.
Yeah, I was going to say, Meryl just CGI the monkey head over the top of his face.
Okay, but you can't show my tattoos because they're distinguishing characteristics.
You have more than one?
I may. Or maybe I only have the one.
He has a tattoo on his penis that says, period.
That says, objects may look larger in mirror.
Fuck, you can't fall down on your penis. Well, I guess they can write shit on a grain of rice.
They can write shit with atoms, dude.
They can write shit on a grain of rice. They can write something on Andy's penis.
Yeah, but they're not tattooing it on the grain of rice. Skin and pores to be concerned with.
I was watching Kat Von D on some internet show. It was only like 5 minutes long, but she was talking about how she had to cover a tattoo on a guy's penis, and she said his penis was huge. I'm like, that's fucking hardcore, dude. Like, that's gotta hurt a lot.
I've always wanted to get racing stripes on mine.
Nice.
Make it look like it's going faster than it is.
Yep. Or like flames, like right behind the head.
Yum.
Yeah. Or like you know the dog mouths that they used to paint on the side of Mustangs in World War II.
I think you should get a smaller penis tattooed next to it so it look big in comparison.
And see, my natural reaction to that is to try to say, all right, we'll just have you pose, but we've already established that Noah has three legs. God damn you, Noah, your huge cock is ruining my joke.
You should call me Mr. Ed.
No one called you that.
I said you can call me that.
No one's going to call you that. We're going to continue to call you Smelly.
I'm going to continue to call you Mr. Head, because it's what you like to give.
To your
there
mom.
There we go. No.
Sound like you said and I was waiting for you to start the story.
No, he said to your mom.
Oh.
Yeah, communication broke that one, but it wasn't that funny anyways.
Oh, it was hilarious.
As in, you'd have to be high to find it hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty much it right there.
Right now, man.
You're high. Yeah, we're all high like Kevin Smith.
Noah wakes and bakes every morning.
And I sound like a ghost?
It's the haunted stoner.
Woo, dude.
Like Zoink Scoob! Finally a ghost I can get behind!
There's your Casey Kasem. You just weren't doing the right Casey Kasem.
Wow. Wouldn't it have sucked if he did the countdown in that voice? We're counting him down until we get number one!
Now he's a redneck.
I saw the replica of the General Lee yesterday.
Oh, the one that drives around in the San Jose area?
Well, I was in Palo Alto.
San Jose area?
Palo Alto.
San Jose area.
Palo Alto.
San Jose area.
Palo Alto.
San Jose area.
San Jose area.
Palo Alto. I'm sure there's more.
For those of you listening, you may want to skip forward a couple of minutes on your episode here because we're going to keep doing this for a while.
There's probably more than one. I don't know, but I saw it. That is
in the San Jose area.
See, because you got to keep doing it till it eventually gets funny.
Or
it's very seldom
funny.
Andy's the one who makes it funny, though. So that's. I was thinking, you know, what we have never told the story about the Andy once claimed he only said 3 funny things a year. So we decided to spend a year counting the funny things that Andy said.
I don't think I got enough credit that year.
I think you got more credit than you deserve, sir.
I remember when I got like to number 2, and you guys were like, whoa, slow down. It's only January.
You did break 100, right? You broke 100 by summer.
I think so. you know what they say about blind squirrels and nuts. Noah likes to gobble nuts.
I was like, no, I don't know what they say about blind squirrels and nuts.
It's that every blind squirrel eventually finds a nut.
Oh.
Or 100.
Navy SEALs.
I saw a guy who had a pet squirrel on his shoulder last weekend. Had a little leash on it. It was interesting.
Wow. That poor squirrel. He's like, this is the fucking life I live. I got to stand on your shoulder with this fucking leash.
Yep, and then you make me gobble your nuts. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, that made me very sad. My wife and I were heading go see her parents' cabin near a lake somewhere.
And your wife saw a squirrel on the floor and gunned it.
Yeah. You know
like,
what? You're actually...
Die, fuckstick!
You are absolutely correct. And the really awful thing is I looked in the rearview mirror and I watched a little tiny dead squirrel body doing barrel rolls down the interstate. It was just...
That is horrible.
I'm like, what? It was like she didn't hit it with the car, unless it, like, jumped up and hit the underbelly of the car. She didn't hit it. It was like she hit 70 or 80 going over it, and the wind from her Ford Taurus spun this thing against the ground and killed it.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
Was she trying to kill it?
Yeah, she hates squirrels.
That's mean.
Yeah, wow, well, I was being funny. I didn't think she would really aim for a squirrel to kill it.
Well, she wasn't really aiming for it, but the opportunity presented itself. She didn't have to swerve. She just pressed the gas a little more.
What's wrong with your wife? Who hates squirrels that much?
She hates squirrels.
What's a squirrel ever done?
Squirrels. Do you remember when we finally figured out that the horrible, horrible noise near our house was squirrels barking at each other?
That's what squirrels do! You fucking eat! I'm not going to run you down for doing that.
They go... So there's squirrels around our old house, and there's squirrels around her old apartment, and just that constant chick, 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 chick noise that they make at each other. She was sick as a dog, trying to sleep, and there was a squirrel, like, right outside the window. I mean, like, feet outside the window. She could see it, and she couldn't do anything to chase it away. Just barking over and over and over and over again for hours. Like, apparently it saw a cat or a dog or something like that and was barking at it. And, she's, like, got this horrible migraine, and the squirrel is barking. And basically she hasn't forgiven the entire species squirrels.
I'm like, you get a BB gun and you handle business with one squirrel. You don't take it out on all squirrel kind.
Well, she hasn't, like, gone off on any, like, squirrel slaughtering rampages or anything. This was more, you know, there was happenstance.
You know what? Jeffrey Dahmer had to kill one person first.
Everyone's got to start somewhere.
Okay, but my wife didn't go back and have sex with the body and then carve it up and eat it.
She wanted to, though, but you guys were late.
Now she's got a taste for squirrel blood that can never be satiated until she expunges the planet of all squirreldom. Your wife is going to become the squirrel Hitler.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, too, because I used to feed the squirrels at work. Like, after she decided that she hated squirrels because of this. It wasn't just that one time with the migraine. It was, like, she used to have, like, major problems with migraines. Like, kept going to neurologists, and they couldn't ever do anything for it. So she basically just had to take meds to make it a little bit more bearable when it happened. And there were several instances of squirrels with the barking and the screaming and whatnot, and her being very... very sensitive to that sort of noise.
My dick is sensitive.
To Noah's mouth.
Sure. Whatever.
All right. We're just going to go with that one?
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
All right. Hey, you called me pig.
You loved it, you pig. You better hope your wife doesn't have a thing against pigs. Or you'll just be working in the backyard someday. Is that the...
And just my carcass.
That was some old-timey radio. Sound effects.
Yeah. Now, in my wife's defense, in case she's yelling at her iPhone right now, she also was on a two-lane road, and there was really no room to swerve, and we were already going fast, too fast to stop, but I still maintain she accelerated into it.
way to
well,
dig
also,
yourself back
if
into
she's,
that hole.
Also, if she's yelling at her iPhone right now, we can't hear you, you're affecting nothing. You did it on purpose. You're a bad human being. You can't stop me. Go ahead. Keep yelling. Ha ha ha.
She can hit pause and go hit her husband upside the head.
Yeah, I was going to say, and come hit me.
You married a fat guy.
Oh, I meant to tell you, speaking of iPhones, apparently there was a transmission problem. Well, yeah, speaking of iPhones and marrying a fat guy, apparently there was a transmission problem or something like that, and the end of the Never Ending Story episode got cut by like 8 minutes, so it got cut mid my story without any of the credits at the end, and you guys making fun of me and Tim retelling the story and all that stuff. So she comes home and she's like, man, fuck Tim. Like, what? He goes, he cut it before the best part of the story. Like, you were finally getting to the part where H is gonna, you know, go off and fuck L and he's gonna take pictures and all that. He did? Because I hadn't listened to the episode. I just lived it, so I hadn't bothered to go back.
Man, fucked him.
Yeah, so I had to actually log on onto the website and hit play there, wait for it to load up, and then fast forward all the way to the end. Then that stupid fucking little Podango crawl thing comes in.
Yes! That has happened to me several times!
I click on it, it takes me to Podango, and fucking Podango doesn't exist anymore! So it's becoming a higher priority. I'm still waiting. They say they're like days away from releasing the new podcasting plugin. This other group called Blueberry that's gonna like, you know, auto convert all of our old posts, so we don't have to like go through and do it by hand and like fuck things up.
Thank
and
God.
As soon as that happens, I am getting rid of this PodPress plugin because dude hasn't done shit with it in like 2 years. There's no sign on his website that he's gonna do anything else with it. So you know what? We're changing over. Fuck it.
You as an audience hopefully will not notice the difference.
Except that stupid fucking Podango crawl will not come in from the right-hand side if you listen to it on the website.
Speaking of random statistics about our website, Did you notice that for some reason, someone in China is downloading the shit out of the episode with Andy's mom?
I did not notice that because you are the only one who fixates on the podcast downloads that much.
I looked at the stats and I noticed that is now the most listened to episode. Not the most unique people listening to it, but like it's the one that's been listened to the most times. I was like, what? How is that possible? And the same dude in China is like, fuck it, I gotta hear Andy's mom again. What do you want to do tonight? I have an idea. Let's listen to Andy's mom. Save it! Save it! You don't have to go back. Why do you keep downloading it? Just download it once, hit save.
I'm going to tell my mom she's very big in China.
Your mom's just big in general.
Did you just call Andy's mom fat or Andy fat? I was talking over you.
Oh, sorry, Andy's mom.
That's not nice.
I know. That's why I said
my mom will kick your ass.
I fucking
she wrote a comment recently.
I'll sweep the leg.
All right, Creasy.
Have you seen that music video that has all the people from The Karate Kid into it? I think the song may, in fact, be called Sweep the Leg.
No.
I'll have to look it up. But a friend of mine showed it to me on YouTube. Like, they got almost the entire cast back together for this video about The Karate Kid.
That's hilarious. Is it like a recent thing?
Fairly, because everybody's old.
All right.
They even got Ralph Macchio. I was like, I didn't expect him.
What else was Ralph Macchio doing?
A good point.
Pat Morita's dead, right?
Yes.
Yes. I killed him.
No.
I did. I swept the leg.
I think it's by No More Kings.
Look at that. Noah's on top of things. I was going to look it up, but I'm on the couch.
Look at him go.
And look at the dearth of information flowing after that.
Yep.
I'm watching it. What am I supposed to say?
Describe it to us, but yeah. Make it sound boring.
It's fucking 8 minutes long.
Well, that's 8 minutes of Tancast we don't have to come up with.
By the way, I'm sorry to Jess, but it looks like the majority of people would like to hear another game night. Jess is the only one emphatically against it. He's like, fuck no games. Fuck you and fuck your game. He didn't say that, but I got that impression he might have said that. He might have thought that.
My mom beat me with a Monopoly board. Fuck games.
That would be dull if we played like Monopoly or some shit. That would be hilariously dull.
All right, and I roll. Hey, I roll doubles again. You guys can't tell. You're not fucking here.
Oh, yeah. There's no way to do it. Unless there's some sort of, like, program where we would be able to do a random number generator that all of us would see real time as it happened.
Or, you know, there's also such a thing as a webcam and dice.
I don't have a webcam.
I
guess we would just be able to watch someone else's webcam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just have one person doing all the rolls.
Exactly. I have some big dice, though.
Are they big fuzzy dice?
No, I think they're supposed to be like gaming dice, but I bought them for the station to try and give us other games to play when we were out and about, and nobody liked the idea. They're like, no, we need a big wheel. I was like, the big wheel takes forever, and everybody is annoyed. Yeah, but it draws people's attention. I was like, that's the last thing I want. More people coming over to this booth.
Hey, do you have any free shit? I'd like some shit. Can I get some free shit for my cousin? She's right over there. She doesn't have any legs. I gotta carry the shit to her. Is this dog shit or cat shit? It's free, though, right? I can take as much as I want?
That's what I was telling Tim. Promote Tancast. He's got free crappy shit. People eat it up. Om nom 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 nom. They're like, what? Is this a fucking keychain? They'll fall apart 5 seconds from when you give it to me? Heck yeah. I want 10.
Is this a pen that won't even allow me to write the word Tancast without crapping out? Tancast.
Shake, shake, shake. Flick, flick, flick. Shake, shake, shake. Flick, flick, flick.
Ah, got it. I thought the pen was making some sort of aerosol noise. Shake, shake, shake. Flick, flick, flick. Ah, I've sprayed myself with ink.
Well, that's about as equally likely.
So, I am starting to fall back into my soda addiction.
Yeah, get in there, boy. Get in there deep.
For the uninitiated, I was a soda-drinking maniac.
I think we all were when we lived together.
Yeah, well, no, you were a stain-the-countertop Kool-Aid-drinking maniac for a while there.
Well, yeah, that was towards the end. Yeah. But for a while, I would drink a lot of the soda. Fucking loved my Kool-Aid, though. Delicious. Mm-hmm. And that carried over into the Tim and Noah house.
So I swore it off for a while, and I was drinking pretty much just Crystal Light fruit punch.
Uh-huh. Oh, that stuff's not good for you either.
It's not?
Causes cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer of the asshole.
Seriously?
It has that fake sugar in it that supposedly causes cancer.
Oh, fantastic.
We don't know. We're not scientists.
That's just what they say. I don't think it's actually been proven for sure, right, Annie?
And by they, we mean crazy people on the internet.
No.
The same people telling you that getting your kids vaccinated is going to cause diseases.
Haven't they done some study?
That vaccination equals autism?
No, about the artificial sweetener.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. There's a sweetener that supposedly causes cancer.
And it's in Crystal Light?
I think it's in Crystal Light.
Oh, it was, was it saccharin? Yeah, I think saccharin caused cancer in some lab rats like a long-ass time ago.
I've been trying to avoid all that stuff. Soda and those Crystal Light things.
Yeah, there's actually indications that drinking sweet liquids, so like even diet sodas, would like cause you to eat more. Like even though you weren't getting the calories from the drink, it'd make you hungrier.
Even the diet sodas aren't supposed to be good for you anymore. Well, not that they were.
Okay, so I looked it up on Yahoo Answers, and let me just put everybody's mind at ease. This is a resolved question. Splenda and Crystal Light. Cancer? Okay, so every morning I have coffee before class. I have a ton of work, and I'm also usually up late, yada, 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 yada. I heard this stuff is all bad for you and causes cancer. Is this true? Because if it is, I'm pretty screwed. Ha ha ha. Oh, I use about 2 packets of Crystal Light a day. Does this stuff cause cancer? Blah, blah, blah. And here is the best answer to this resolved question. I feel purple. There you go. Yahoo Answers. Helping you out. It's amazing this site doesn't get more credence.
Dude, there was a somebody took a screenshot of it and posted it to Failblog, and it was a Yahoo Answers question. This woman going on and on and on about how she thinks that her son must have a secret girlfriend because she found a magazine that's full of naked men, and the secret girlfriend must have smuggled that into the house and left it there. And that she's concerned that her son is keeping secrets from her with this
secret
girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Good times.
That's kind of like the wife who found a naked picture they sent to someone else on his iPhone, and he told her that he took the picture, but he didn't send it, and that sometimes the iPhone does that.
That's awesome.
So all she right, went you guys... to the Apple support forum and was like, is this true?
You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
So, Tim, how's gay been working out for you?
I don't know. I haven't been hanging out with you for a while. Oh, because you are the one who is the gay!
No.
However, I did find another person wrote, this answer got no votes, by the way, I would like to point out, to this resolved question. Same question. It caused cancer cells in lab rats that were fed it and only it for a long period of time. You'll be fine. So many other things cause cancer that we encounter as much, if not more, every day. Like the sun. Sometimes people get cancer having zero contact with any known carcinogens. That was apparently not good enough to get any votes. But I feel purple. Boom! Best answer. 67% of the votes.
I'm on it. People like that answer. Like, I feel purple.
I want to ask Yahoo Answers a question. Yahoo Answers, why do you suck so much? And maybe that guy will chime in again. I still feel purple.
Did you do your taxes yet?
No.
Why is that funny?
Well, I don't get started on things early. Shit's not due till April.
Well, I figured maybe since you don't actually, get a W-2 probably, that maybe your wife
would. Yeah, I get no W-2. Yeah, I probably should get started early because I'm sure it'll take longer. I got to go through and find every scrap of money that I made last year.
You don't track that as you go?
I do, but I have to go through.
Oh, like you put it somewhere.
Right. Well, I mean, it's all in this notebook, but I still got to go through and categorize it and analyze it.
Yeah, Tim just writes it down and then sticks all the money in a pile and then he counts it at the end of the year. And
no, that money's spent.
Then he dives into it and wades around.
Like
so anyways,
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, I got to take off.
Oh, all right.
My wife has urgent need of me to get her somewhere. She's got an appointment that she can't miss, and she is not feeling well. Our son was kicking her in the stomach last night, and apparently that plus whatever other intestinal upset was going on, she's just been very sick to her stomach all day. So
man, he's out of the womb and still kicking her in the stomach.
I know! Yeah,
he's
so,
like, this was just my favorite thing to do for so long.
Yeah, so having my beloved pass out on the way to somewhere and crash the car and die is not quite what I had in mind for a Saturday afternoon.
That's always good times, though.
Yeah.
At least he'll keep a couple squirrels safe.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm driving, the squirrels will be safe.
No, I meant if she passed out and crashed on the way there.
Oh, and died? Yeah, fuck you. Okay.
Well, I wasn't really thinking died. I was just thinking it's in a ditch somewhere.
Tim's an ass.
You were thinking died because you were a horrible, awful ass.
I'm a wonderful, wonderful ass.
Okay.
And I'm shaking it right now.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to sign off now.
All right.
If you guys want to keep going with the Tancast, just make fun of me and pretend like I'm here. Every once in a while, one of you go, I'm fat and I'm going to go eat. And then everyone will think I'm still on.
My vagina is itchy.
All right. Yes, it is.
That's me impersonating you.
Yes, Noah has a sandy vagina. And he's impersonating himself. Look how I turned that around on you. Ha ha. All right.
Nice.
Signing off. Goodbye.
Finally, we can talk about what a bag of douche Andy is. Not really. Because we save that for when he's here.
Actually, I can still hear you. I just stopped recording.
Well, then nobody heard that piece of audio where Andy said that he secretly enjoys having sex with little monkeys.
Look at that big red baboon ass.
What did you say, Andy? What? You were the second gunman on the grassy knoll? That doesn't even make sense.
Idiot!
Shit, that was good. You're an idiot.
All right. No need for name.
Oh, the sandy vagina thing. I heard this sex term that's horrible. Fuck, now I don't remember what the actual term is, but you're having sex with a girl on the beach with a condom on, and then at some point you pull out, rub your penis on the sand to get a bunch of sand on the condom, and then you go back in.
And what's that called?
Oh, damn it, designer. I don't remember.
Oh, that is mean.
Yes.
I would not do that.
Well, no.
Well, I might. In the heat of the moment. In the heat of the
sandbanging?
Moment.
Sandbanging?
What?
I was wondering if it's sandbanging. No, that's deliberately to perform at a lower level that you are capable of.
Oh, like sandbagging? Sandbanging? Sandbagging?
Oh, you're right. That's sandbagging. Did I spell it wrong when I looked it up? Oh, no. I just said sand, condom, sex term. Fuck, I wish I could remember what it was. That makes me very angry.
Well, if you remember, you can put it on the end.
Oh, wait! It's Sandy Pelican! It's a Sandy Pelican!
Okay. I like how you're so pleased. Yes, I did it!
I wondered who the hell Sandy Pelican was and why I wrote her name down.
Best!
I am the best around! No one's ever gonna keep me down! I'm the best around! Licking your penis every day!
What? You got any more exciting stories of L.A.? I thought you had a bunch of L.A. stories.
I did, but we got off track when my audio was shitty, and then now I feel stupid not saying them when Andy's not here.
He'll hear it. All right. Do you want to end it?
It's up to you.
I don't care.
Well, I'll tell this. No, I'm going to wait. I'm gonna sit on this one.
All right, you sit on it. You like sitting on things.
Yeah, like I like sitting on your mom's face, and she's like, did you eat radishes?
How could... What? Why would you know that?
Because she could tell by my butt smells.
Do radishes make your butt smell?
I assume every food makes your butt smell different.
Well, you know what happens when you assume things.
I sit on your mom's face?
No.
Oh.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot!
Alright, well, we can end this, and I'll take my I like quiz.
I'm going to head to Disneyland for the Mice Chat meetup.
Who's the bigger dork now?
Danelle. She's dorkily bicycling to San Diego right now.
Yeah, keeping in shape, taking care of her body. I'm going to meet up at the Mice Chat meetup. We're going to wear our ears.
I ain't wearing shit. I mean, I'll probably wear something, but I'm not going to wear anything special.
You tell those 12-year-olds I say what's up.
I will. Any particular message other than what's up?
No, that's it.
You have a message for the kids?
Don't buy many alcohol or cigarettes, Tim.
No promises.
You'll be the senior of the group. Why is that?
I'm like, you guys
want to
do something really cool? I can get us into an R-rated movie, baby. Tim, you're the coolest. I know.
Well, this has been Tancast.
Probably one of the worst ever. I apologize.
You think the worst ever?
Write in. Let us know. If this wasn't the worst ever, which was the worst episode of Tancast ever?
I wonder if there's a way we can have them rate episodes individually.
I don't think I want to hear anybody but our hardcore fans tell us which ones are the worst ones. I don't want random people to just go, this sucks! Fuck you!
Well, if they're not coming to the site to listen to the podcast, they probably won't know about the rating.
Well, but if like they... Oh, wait. I would assume it would just be something right on the podcast so they could just go, I'm listening to this and I think it sucks.
Oh, no. I mean, like, I wonder if something we could put on our page.
I don't know.
That's all.
All
right.
Boo!
I'm going now. I'm scared.
Take luck.
Don't take any wooden nickels.
Oh, I'll take all the wooden nickels I like, sir, because I'm a wooden nickel maniac!
I'm going to stop recording now.
Thanks for listening to Tancast Episode 35. Sorry about all the problems. We should have them fixed by next time. In the meantime, don't forget to write in and tell us if this was the worst episode ever, and if not, which was the worst episode ever. And be sure and write in and tell us if you'd like to hear another game night, or if you'd like to hear another drunken episode. You can do all that at Tancast.com, or you can send us individual emails at ourfirstnames@Tancast.com. Don't forget to write us a review at iTunes or vote for us at Podcast Alley, because that helps other people find this podcast, and that way you don't have to suffer all by yourself. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.
Tancast.
I kept talking while I was gone, so that's going to be an awesome edit. You two talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'm just going to disrupt my internet connection and kick him off. So I'll be back.
So that you'll get kicked off, right?
Right.
Okay. Excellent. Andy's
all
gay.
Right, have fun.
So super gay.
Noah is a faggot. He can't hear me saying that.
Yep,
he
that
is a faggot.
I am so gay. I love the car.
And by faggot, I don't mean a homosexual.
So,
I mean...
Yeah, probably not.
A douchebag. Which is not a synonym for faggot. So I just want to make that clear. All
right.
Now I'm going to plug my router back in.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that guy's gotten kicked off.
All right.
And hopefully we can get back to some good old-fashioned action. Tancast action.
Stuff in theaters for...
I wonder what they're saying right now.
Probably another month and a half.
I wonder if it's entertaining. I bet
Caitlin's
it's not, because
to,
they suck.
Probably go see Watchmen.
Hey, you guys suck.
Oh, yeah.
You guys suck.
Yeah, they settled.
You guys
settled. Yeah, I read that. I was very pleased to see that. I'm like,
invite me into the call,
now,
please.
I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping it doesn't suck.
People speculated, though, that's what they really
let
wanted.
Let me back in. I really want to enjoy the TanCast goodness.
Or whatever, they would have stopped it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they waited.
And I invite me back in. I'm just sitting here.
And they was like, oh, wait,
waiting for some action.
It's like,
hello.
No, we've been hearing about it. We know you've heard about it long before us.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good evening.
All right, gotta invite Tim back in here.
Oh, is he back already?
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's nice.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Add Tim. Add. Skype's got a weird. There we go.
And we're back.
Yay!